We've been talking about the state of the union, the state of the state. Let's talk about the state of the Blue Water District of Boy Scouts. Joining us right now is the district executive, Krista Warner. Krista, good morning.
Morning, Paul. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. What is the state of the district of Blue Water for Boy Scouts?
All things good. We had a great year in 2018. We ended up serving 1,624 youth. So that's kindergarten through high school senior. And speaking of high school seniors, we had 28 Eagle Scouts graduate last year.
Wait a minute, 28 Eagle Scouts?
28. And as you know, I'm sure, the process is quite difficult to achieve that rank.
And so this district had 28 Eagle Scouts in one single year.
That's right.
That's a big number. Is that an unusually high number, or do we usually have that?
It's an average, actually.
That's pretty impressive.
It is. Along with the Eagle Scouts, you know, they have to do a big Eagle Scout project, mm-hmm. which is a project of their choice. However, all our scouts together were able to log in 9,349 community service hours.
Wow.
So that's anything from community beautification to our scouting for food, where we were able to gather about 1,800 bags of food from local residents. So that's pretty exciting.
Definitely.
It's all about giving back, right?
Right. Absolutely.
Right. And then through our Scout Reach program at some area schools, we were able to give the scouting program to just over 300 at-risk youth. So it's a very good accomplishment on our part to be able to reach all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no reason to not be a Boy Scout anymore.
That's right.
Yeah.
No barriers.
Right, no, exactly.
Yep. And then I just wanted to touch on our popcorn sales. You know, the Girl Scouts have their cookies, mm-hmm. and the Boy Scouts have our popcorn. So it was a really great year for that. We, between St. Clair and Sanilac counties, we sold just over $272,000.
Wow.
Right? It's a good number.
Absolutely.
And of that, an average of 33% goes back to the Scouts. So it was about just under $90,000 went right back to the kids.
That's great.
So when you see those kids at Walmart and Gander and...
It's a pretty good product that they sell, too.
It is, absolutely.
Yeah.
And then along with our popcorn sales, we also participated in a program called Hometown Heroes. And there were a few local packs that actually took approximately 725 bags of popcorn over to police and fire, EMTs, Border Patrol. They even hit up a couple of teachers and VFW chapters.
That's pretty cool.
Yep. So again, it's all about that giving back thing.
Absolutely. It sounds like it was a pretty good year.
Yep. And then I just wanted to give a shout out about our spring popcorn sale we do have. It's all online. However, it is free shipping.
Okay.
So that is a nice little kicker to have when it's free shipping. So don't be afraid to contact your local scout and see what they can do for you.
Good. All right. Well, here's to a great year concluded and another great year underway, right?
Absolutely. And we're super looking forward to the luncheon. Don't forget we talked about last month.
That's right.
Yes. With our speaker, Chuck Reed, entrepreneur and owner of City Flats. It's going to be on May 21st at City Flats. Ticket prices are $125. And if you are interested in attending, please contact Jack McCleaver at 810-292-0081.
All right. Fantastic. Krista, thanks for coming in. Always appreciate it.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Paul.
All right. You bet. Krista Warner from the Boy Scouts on WPHM.